This is Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold.
And I'm Gene Purcell. It's Food Friday, and today we're having a spirited discussion about, well, spirits.
Well, as the temperatures have dropped to the single digits, it's mighty cold out there around the state. The days of mojitos and mint juleps, I almost called them mint juleps, on the porch are far behind us. Maybe not for me, it sounds like. But the change in weather does bring its own collection of seasonal drinks.
So, for example, do eggnog and hot buttered rum ring a bell to you? Well, today we're joined by Troy Patterson, and we're going to take a look at some wintry punches and cocktails. Troy is Slate's writer-at-large and gentleman scholar columnist. Troy, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first I have to sort of set the stage for you. Right before I spoke with you, I took a look at some of the weather conditions around Wisconsin, and I think we may be one of the hot spots here in Madison. It's 9 above right now. We have a small town in Wisconsin called Winter, where it is 2 degrees below zero as we speak. So it is time for warm drinks. And I'm wondering, besides, you know, just the mere fact that they're warm, what are some of the elements that make up a really great winter drink or winter cocktail?
I think the most important thing is that the mug itself needs to be warm. You've got to pre-warm the mug by pouring some like boiling water into that while you start mixing things up, because otherwise the temperature of the drink itself will drop instantly. It'll have a less pleasant experience.
You know, it's those details that always trip me up. Now I'm understanding my lack of popularity around this time of the year. So warm mug. Key.
That's okay. A good first start.
So yeah. We got the warm mug. What do we do with it?
That's up to you. I mean, the first thing is to, I'm a big fan of, I mean, I'm always in favor of drinking responsibly. I think that is especially important in the winter. For one thing, it's that, you know, alcohol lowers your core body temperature, and it gets to you more quickly, a hot drink does, than a cold drink, because your system doesn't have to warm it up to body temperature in order to
get
into your bloodstream. Yeah, so that's a
no
way. Thing to be aware of. Yeah.
That actually explains
I used to have people tell me that the warm drinks burned the alcohol off, so you didn't have to worry about it as much. So it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Wow. That's good to know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you guys are – I'm in New York. You guys are in Wisconsin, which is one of the homes to what I think is the great eggnog tradition of the Tom and Jerry, which is, you know, it's brandy and dark rum and egg white. It's the most palatable way to enjoy an eggnog, I think.
What are some other regional favorites? You mentioned the Tom and Jerry here in the Midwest, but as we go around the country, are there other favorites, the East Coast, the West Coast, you know, the mountains that we might look at and say there's a drink that defines that area?
Oh, that's a good question, a tough one. I'm tempted to sort of like vamp while I rack my brains to figure something out. I don't know if I have a great direct answer to that question, but I would be interested in like reading a survey of what the ski resort bartenders have to say about.
So you mentioned the Tom and Jerry, which I guess is sort of like an eggnog. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Are there hot drinks that have like milk based products in them, and then hot drinks that have like citrus in them, more like a punch? Are there different themes in hot drinks?
Definitely. I mean, my favorite sort of hot drink that's dairy-based is, like a hot Brandy Alexander. You know, a Brandy Alexander being, brandy and creme de cacao and milk. And I think when that's made warm with some steamed milk, it's like the wonderful, like, exact opposite of coffee. It's sort of like at the end of the night, sort of like a nice soothing, sort of like steamed milk and brandy and creme de cacao will sort of a great nightcap to send you on your way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't think of any sort of citrus-based hot drinks, but, you know, in making a hot toddy with whatever sort of base liquor you like, I think that a big squeeze of usually lemon and sometimes lime, maybe if it's a rum-based drink, will go a long way towards creating something that is pleasing and provides at least the illusion of giving you good health.
So are warm drinks kind of old-fashioned? Because, I mean, I think of, like, you know, the movie It's a Wonderful Life, you know, the Frank Capra movie where the guy comes into the bar and he orders the hot drink and they throw him out because they think there's something wrong with him. Is that something that are there some people who, like, if you go into a bar, is it hard to get a hot drink?
I don't know. I mean, I sort of know a few kind of even dirty little dive bars that always keep, like, an electric kettle around just in case somebody wants a toddy. But on the other hand, I know some, like, very sophisticated bartenders who have, in off the top of their head, they have these libraries of 2,000 or 3,000 cold drinks who are sort of, like, scared of, hostile to, ignorant of, unfamiliar with hot drinks. So it's kind of a specialist area, I suppose.
Let me ask you this. Earlier you talked a little bit about the idea of responsible drinking. Are there some good non-alcoholic versions of these drinks for folks who might want to partake at the party but don't necessarily want to drink alcohol?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I mean, hot cocoa is hot cocoa. I suppose that you can operate along sort of like general principles. But well, here's one thing that I'll say is that it's fun to just like order a cup of tea in like a good cocktail bar, because you can find out quickly how well you can like accentuate your tea by just playing with some syrups or grating some fresh nutmeg on top, or just using a little bit of some like allspice liqueur to drink up. To spice up something when you're not interested in a serious drinking session.
So as I understand it, you're a fan of punches around the holiday season. What kind of suggestions do you have for us?
Well, there's a classic drink called Philadelphia Fish House Punch that's sort of sweet and fruity. And it hails from Pennsylvania, the men's club in the mid-1700s.
So what's in a fish house punch?
Yeah,
doesn't sound very tasty.
Attractive,
to me, so.
Yeah.
There's brandy, there's rum, there's a little bit of peach liqueur, there's lemon juice, there's sugar. I believe, according to the history of the men's club that originated it, it was invented for a Christmas party. It was the first occasion that women were allowed inside of the clubhouse, and they were looking for a concoction that would be pleasing to the ladies' palates while also making them livelier than is their usual wont.
Huh. Well, interesting. So that sounds interesting. And if you were having a party for the holidays, what would you serve people?
Well, punches are always fun because people gather around them. It's festive. There's an atmosphere of sharing. I like a nice mulled wine is good because you know how parties and houses are. Everyone always ends up in the kitchen anyway. So as long as they're in there, why not put a bit of wine in a big stock pot with some spices, maybe a little bit of brandy to give it a kick.
It also is a nice smell in the house too. It sort of makes the house smell festive too.
It doesn't smell like Christmas. It's very sort of.
Oh, my goodness.
And it sounds as though we've lost Troy Patterson. He is Slate's writer at large.
Are you still there? Wait. I can kind of hear you.
I think he's gone.
Looks like we lost your... Well, you know, the fish house punch thing, I believe we actually have that written up somewhere, so we can share that with you. If you're interested in getting it, you can go to our Facebook page, the Central Time Facebook page, and we'll have Troy Patterson's fish house punch recipe on there. Troy Patterson, of course, is Slate's writer at large and gentleman scholar columnist, and we were talking to him on Central Time.
That's right. And again, check it out on our Facebook page, and we've got other recipes that you can share there as well.